This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A federal judge in Tampa has refused to order Terry Schiavo's feeding tube be reinserted. The brain-damaged woman's feeding tube was removed last Friday following a Florida state court ruling. Congress passed a bill specifically allowing Schiavo's parents to take the case to federal court, which led to today's ruling. The lawyer for Terry Schiavo's parents has now filed a notice of appeal. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been following the case. Talking about the judge's ruling, given the tone of his comments in court yesterday, was this ruling a surprise?
No, Renee, it really wasn't much of a surprise. Going into the hearing, I think that the lawyers for Terry Schiavo's parents who wished to have the feeding tube reinserted really expected that it would be something of a perfunctory hearing where the judge would rubber stamp approval to have the tube reinserted until a more thorough hearing could take place. But that wasn't what happened at all. The judge, James Whittemore, really challenged the lawyer for Terry Schiavo's parents and said it was his burden to show that if the case did go to trial, they would have a substantial likelihood of prevailing on the merits. The judge was really skeptical and said he didn't think that could be shown. The lawyer for the parents argued that Terry Schiavo's due process rights had been violated, and the judge said he had a difficult time seeing how that could be given the years and years of litigation that this case has already seen.
Ari, what's the next legal step? We know about this notice of appeal, but, I mean, could this make its way all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court?
That's certainly a possibility. At this point, the story has changed so many times and taken so many unexpected turns that really I don't think anyone would be surprised by anything that happened at this point. But the next immediate step is the appeals court in Atlanta, and attorneys for the parents have made clear their intention to file an appeal. They're urging the court to take the case right away because, of course, Terry Schiavo's feeding tube was removed on Friday, and so every day that passes is another day that she's deprived of food and water. Now, doctors say that Terry Schiavo could live 1 to 2 weeks without sustenance, but of course lawyers for the parents and the parents themselves wish to see the tube put in place immediately. On the other hand, the lawyer for Michael Schiavo, Terry Schiavo's husband, says the ongoing litigation and legislation that has kept this case in the courts for years now has really invaded Terry Schiavo's personal right to privacy, her right to deny medical treatment, and that at this point, after these years and years of litigation, her wishes, what they say were her wishes, ought to be honored, and the tube ought to be left out so that she could die in peace.
Congress, of course, took extraordinary measures to give the federal courts jurisdiction. So what are the political consequences in light of this initial ruling?
Well, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has already put out a statement saying that he was extremely disappointed in the ruling. Congress reconvened. Members came in from all over the country to pass this bill. The president cut short his vacation early to sign the bill into law. And so understandably, those individuals are going to be very disappointed that the feeding tube was not immediately reinserted. It also likely does not help matters that the judge who decided this case, James Whittemore, was a Clinton appointee, and those who pushed this bill through Congress and signed it into being were generally Republicans, so that, of course, brings in a political angle, Democratic, Republican. And luckily for the judge deciding the case, regardless of the political fallout, he's a lifetime appointee, so he doesn't have to worry about winning re-election. Of course, popular polls, opinion polls, have shown the public's opinion overwhelmingly in favor of leaving Terry Schiavo's feeding tube out. So even if the judge were up for re-election, it's not clear how this decision would affect his chances.
And what do we know about Terry Schiavo's condition at this moment? The feeding tube was removed on Friday. Are you finding out, you know, how she's faring?
Relatives have been visiting her frequently in the hospice, and they say that she looks sallow and a little weaker, but that they haven't seen any long-term impacts yet. The doctors say that in these sorts of cases, which are not uncommon for feeding tubes to be removed, generally the patient lasts a number of days with their eyes become more sunken, they become more sallow, and then eventually after a week or two they experience organ failure and die.
Ari, thank you very much. NPR's Ari Shapiro reporting from Pinellas County, Florida.